This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. California Governor Gavin Newsom today plans to announce a moratorium on capital punishment in his state, saying the intentional killing of another person is wrong. Newsom also says capital punishment disproportionately affects minorities, the mentally ill, and those without the money for adequate legal representation. Support for the idea came from University of California law professor David Levine on KGO-TV.
Running the mechanism of death, whether it's the prisons, whether the death row itself, whether it's the legal formalities that are there, it's wildly expensive.
On the other side, the president of the Association of Deputy District Attorneys for Los Angeles County, Michelle Harrisy, told KNBC, Governor Newsom's decision is a slap in the face to the victims of violent crimes.
It's offensive that our governor wants to give a reprieve or a grant of clemency, which is an act of mercy, to killers who showed no mercy to their victims. These are the worst of the worst on death row.
There are 737 inmates on death row in California. The death penalty has been abolished by 20 of the 50 U.S. states. It is another high-profile day in court for a prominent one-time member of Trump World. U.S. President Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, is to be sentenced here in Washington later this morning for conspiracy. Last week, the 69-year-old Manafort was sentenced to 47 months for tax and bank fraud for his conviction in another federal court in Virginia. He could get up to 10 years today. Whatever the sentence, will the judge allow it to be served concurrently, or will it begin once Manafort's first prison term is completed? For all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com or use the VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. British lawmakers are set to vote today on whether Britain should leave the European Union without agreeing on an exit plan. Parliament on Tuesday overwhelmingly rejected the separation agreement Prime Minister Theresa May had negotiated with the EU. London's Brexit Secretary is Stephen Barclay.
We will have a vote this evening on the question of whether to proceed with no deal and whether then the following day to have a vote on a request for an extension. But the consequence of requesting an extension would be to pass control to the European Union, because it would not be a unilateral decision for the UK. It would be for the EU to decide. So we've got a clear process for the coming days.
Ahead of Tuesday's defeat, Prime Minister May implored lawmakers to adopt the last-minute deal she negotiated with the EU to ensure that under Brexit, the border between EU member Ireland and Britain's Northern Ireland would remain open. The Trump administration has adopted a wait-and-see attitude on what to do about Boeing's 737 MAX 8 jetliners. Dozens of countries, including every member of the European Union, have grounded the aircraft until more is known about the latest MAX 8 crash in Ethiopia, with a loss of 157 lives. We have a report from VOA correspondent Steve Herman at the White House.
Several U.S. senators are calling for the Federal Aviation Administration to order an immediate temporary grounding of the MAX 8 jet. Among them, Republican Senator Mitt Romney of Utah.
I think it makes sense to ground the aircraft until we have better information.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the U.S. government is in the early stages of its investigation into the jet's second crash in Ethiopia, which on Sunday killed all 157 people on board. President Trump on Twitter on Tuesday complained airplanes are becoming far too complex to fly, but he did not call for grounding the MAX 8, which has a unique computerized anti-stall system. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Meanwhile, Ethiopia is deciding what to do with the black box from its ill-fated plane. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports on that.
An Ethiopian Airlines spokesman says the black box from the Boeing jet that crashed and killed all 157 people on board will be sent overseas for analysis, but no country has been chosen yet. The company says it has a range of options for the data and voice records of the flight's last moments, but admits the nation doesn't have the capability to probe it domestically. Another key point is that one recorder is apparently partially damaged. Sunday's disaster is the second with a MAX 8 plane in just 5 months. And has set off a wave of groundings of the planes around the world. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, says the Trump administration will announce very significant sanctions on Caracas this week. Gene Randall, VOA News.